The Twin Cities psychedelic rock band Flaccid is calling it quits after 6 years, but founding member Nolan Kelly says they're not splitting without releasing a final album and performing a final show. Both will be at the Castle Theater this Saturday night. Kelly stopped by the GLT studios to preview the album. It's called In and Out. Of the breakup itself, Kelly says it is amicable.
And we're all still the best of friends, which is the one thing. I mean, the last thing we'd ever would have wanted is for, you know, the band to end with any hard feelings.
So why is the band calling it quits?
Just between different moves in life, a couple of years ago, drummer moved down to Champaign to, you know, do the family thing. He had a kid and had a good opportunity down there to take over his dad's business, for one thing. But he's been down there, and just between that and different life moves, we're all just kind of going different directions. And we had an opportunity to, you know, end it on one final big note as far as one last album release, combined with, you know, one blowout show to bring everybody back together for at least one proper send-off. So at least we're doing it the right way, you know what I mean, as opposed to just fizzling out of nowhere.
So what you mentioned about the band being best of friends still, and that's the way you wanted to keep it, that sort of answers sort of a question I was heading to. The album here, In and Out, man, it's full of breakup songs.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it is packed full of breakup songs.
Well, I've never been too great at writing happy songs anyway. Usually if I'm happy, I'm out doing something fun, and by the time I end up, you know, feeling a song that I'm writing, it's usually for some mixed emotion, you know.
Well, let's talk about Clean and Wiggle.
Yeah.
That's one song I didn't take to be about relationships, more about the band.
Well, funnily enough, it kind of turned out to be, if you look at it that way, about, you know, the band breaking up. But it was written, you know, probably well over a year and a half ago by our bass player, Kyle. It certainly wasn't about the band by any means. But yeah, like anything, the more time goes by, the more you realize that certain songs can be applicable to other things, which is what is great about all music. You know, it'll mean one thing to you at this point in your life, and then the next thing you know, some song takes on a whole new meaning. It can mean anything to anybody, usually.
Time is near, your goals appeared, you don't want out, it's what you're all about. You stop and sing, but you missed your cue. Now you're not quite sure what you need to do. Your batteries are low and they're all ran out. Wires running all throughout your house. Colors running each and everywhere. You're not quite sure which one needs repair. Oh no, this can't be true. You should have stopped and think it through. Realize all you had to do was clean.
The Swan Song album is called In and Out. I want to ask you about another song. It's the lead song, the one you wrote, or one of the songs you wrote, called All the Same.
Sure.
This, too, is a breakup song. It could be about a girl, but it could easily be construed about the band. But from what you're telling me, it's not really about the band.
Yeah, like most of these songs, it was written quite a while ago.
It's a beautiful song.
This one was actually more recently.
Bittersweet beautiful, but beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it was kind of one of those things that I was shooting to, even though it might have the context of being a, you know, breakup or kind of downer song. It's got that real happy vibe and melody to it, which is kind of a fun juxtaposition to work with when you're writing tunes. If it's going to be a sad song, it's kind of fun to at least take a stab at trying to make it more of an upbeat and dancey feel, as opposed to, you know, being real minor and sad in nature.
So we're listening to the song All the Same from the album In and Out. You were just talking off the air about the way the song ends, and I want to ask you about that, because you guys are not just about lyrics. I mean, but you guys have jammed. Like, is this the song that has a 2-minute jam at the end?
No, this one's more of a concise ending. Clean and Wiggle's got a big jam at the end, as well as a couple others. But All the Same, I was real happy with just the chordal nature of the outro itself and where it went to, and pretty much the song in general. I went to some cool chordal places that I hadn't really experimented with before, but the jams, that was something that we really intended to aim for with this album. We really wanted to capture that vibe of the band and what it is, which is such a huge integral part of what we are with this recording experience.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Nolan Kelly of the band Flaccid. They're playing this weekend at the Castle Theater, and we're talking a little bit about and playing some songs from their final album, In and Up. But before we get to another song, and before I ask you about where you're headed, can we review real quickly? How did you guys start? Was it a spontaneous thing? Was it a conscious thing?
Like the best of things, and this is what I've said to a lot of people about, you know, just the question of what are you going to do after the breakup? What are you going to be in another band? Which is always like, you know, like the last thing you're ever thinking about when you get out of a relationship is, oh, I got to be in another relationship again. But the band started, like any good thing would, just completely organically with having met one person in Nick, and then he had been getting ready to live with Jack at the time. So I met him pretty closely right after that. And from there, it was just a matter of playing with a bunch of different people. And eventually Kyle, who I'd known for almost 10 years at that point, who I grew up with, ended up bringing him in, and never expected it to be something that would just, you know, click out of nowhere. But sure enough, he came and we played just a few tunes or a jam. And it was like, okay, there's something happening here. So we immediately just put it together and started out in basements around town here, and were a big part of the house scene at the time, and slowly moved out into the local bar scene with places like Firehouse, where we played a lot of shows at early on before they stopped having shows, which was awesome. Not that they stopped, but that we were able to play there for a while.
Yeah, it was great.
There's really nothing to fill the void in Normal, at least.
Well, when you were going through that phase, Nolan, did you guys have goals?
Looking back on it, we absolutely probably should have, but it was always fun. We've made it so much farther than any of us ever expected to make it as a band, you know, especially coming from basements calling yourself Flaccid. You never really know what to expect, but it's definitely gone way above and beyond anything we ever expected of it.
Nolan Kelly with the band Flaccid is our guest in studio. Streets of Paris is another really cool song on this album. This is kind of more of an up-tempo, song, Nolan.
But also kind of, you know, jazzy and kind of somber.
Very jazzy. You know, it kind of has a Parisian feel to
That's kind of what I... That's literally the only reason that I named it that. I've never been to Paris, actually.
Oh, I was going to say, you were probably there, right?
No. Okay. But I thought it made me feel like I was, you know, sitting on the streets of Paris, sipping a tea or what have you. You know what I mean? It just kind of had that vibe, and I kind of just chase that idea. It's kind of unlike most of the other songs or all of the other songs in the album, in that it you know, it didn't stem from what we usually do as far as songwriting, but it I liked it and where it was going, so I just kind of chased it out.
I wanna be here with you. There's nothing that I can do. You wanna be here with
What are you guys really proud of that you did as a band?
Oh, everything. I mean, like I said, we couldn't have ever imagined getting to the point where we're at now with all the people that have helped build it and been a part of it, all of our friends and fans and everything like that, to be able to even, you know, make albums and music that people care about is probably the biggest thing. And the fact that we've been able to do it together as best friends, I mean, it really couldn't get much better than that.